think there's a halacha of ein maftir nachar Pesach afikoman, that when you do a mitzvah that leaves a tremendous good taste in your mouth, you shouldn't spoil it with something else. So this morning has left such an incredible good taste. Doesn't really need concluding remarks, but Hanosim Atana Tova L'Chavero Chayev Lodio. If you give somebody a gift, you need to inform the person the value of the gift. I would like to make two points. One is to try to define a little bit what is it so special about an event like this. Unfortunately, every time a mitzvah gains some sort of it makes some inroads in a tzibur, there's always a way to water it down and get rid of it. The idea that Talmud Torah is the mitzvah that has such an impact on us has begun to sort of cross the minds and conscience of people in different areas, because there's an impulse to try and to take an easy way out for one reason or another. Talmud Torah, the concept of Talmud has become very watered down. I kid you not, I've seen an advertisement for people to join in Talmud Torah, a series of lectures about the development of hats in over the ages in Kol Yisrael. Maybe I'm a bit of a makel, but I don't think you need to make Birchas HaTorah on that. I guess Rav Reingold is more of a machmir. I don't know his, but and that's become the two elements about this type of learning that go to the heart of Talmud Torah. First of all, it's the Dala Amishal Halacha, which is the core of Talmud Torah. We're talking about a real sugya, and even to get a sense of the complexity of the issues, the nuances of the issues, it gives us a whole different appreciation and the difficulty. I'm sure not for everyone is it easy to see these Maamar Makomos, to understand what the Mordechai is and what Tosis is and what the meaning would be of having two different reasons and affects halacha, but getting a taste of it gives us a real Talmud Torah. And the second area is the type of active learning versus passive learning. Chavrusa, quasi-chavrusa, is the heart of learning and heart of yeshiva. Hashem should help that this not be a one-time event, that this become a type of event that repeats itself specifically along these, using these two most important tools. Learning sugis that are core sugis in halacha, and doing it in an active halachic way where the shir basically brings it together for you and clarifies it, but the actual learning, everyone is an active partner, not a passive listener. I want to just, I guess, conclude with a Dvar Agada, using the same topic in a different light, in more the Machshava light. We spoke about Amir Lakum on Shabbos, and it's fascinating that there are only two mitzvahs that specifically non-Jews are actively excluded from. We have seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach, and there are a lot more than seven. There are seven plus subcategories that are obligatory in everyone. These are basic mitzvahs that being a human being, these are the moral basis for human activity. Netzayim Mitzvah Noach. We have all other mitzvahs, which goyitz matzam Pesach, it's neither good nor bad, it's nothing, it doesn't mean anything. The two mitzvahs that are clearly excluded are Shabbos, where we have a nagarat of Nochish Shabbos is Chayiv Misa. It means it's actually, he's doing something that's wrong, there's something about it that's not appropriate, and learning Torah. Those are the two activities where it also says that one should not study, and there are different halachic issues, Torah Shavu'ot, Torah Shabbat, but these are two areas where their participation actually is looked upon as not being positive. And it's strange, of all the two things, we also make a point of it. When we talk Shabbos, when we say Shemoneh Esrei Shabbos, we say V'lo Nesata Hashem Elokeinu Goy HaRotzos, V'Chalta Melokeinu Lo Avdei P'sulim, V'Gam Menuchasoi Lo Yishmeh Areilim. When we emphasize the Kedusha of Shabbos, we emphasize the exclusion of the other nations. It's strange. Anybody who wants to could not do anything on Shabbos. I mean, Cholentik is you can buy in Shaloms. No one asks you for an ID card or what your gairus was. You can buy it by the pound. You can deli roll is mutter for everybody. And you cannot do anything on Shabbos. So why are they excluded? Why these two in Yanim? And I think the pshat is most almost every mitzvah is an integration of a physical act and a spiritual dimension to it. So tzedakah, I have a piece of bread. To give tzedakah, I need to give something physical. Mitzvahs are physical activities that integrate some sort of spiritual dimension to it. That's something that shayach to Umas Olam as much as us. The two mitzvahs that, in a certain sense, exclude a physical activity, in some way lifts itself completely above it, are Shabbos and Talmud Torah. In Shabbos, the Menucha Shabbos is what we don't do. In other words, it's the divorcing yourself from physical activities becomes a spiritual reality of Shabbos. And Talmud Torah, the descriptions in the Gemara of somebody who's mekabel ol Torah, mavir men ol derech eretz, it's a certain bubble of mental, spiritual activity that's really non-physical. It doesn't require any. Yes, pamphlets are nice to have, and they're physical, but Torah Shabbat Peh didn't need that either. And so the ability to have a me'ein olam haba, to have a spiritual experience that is totally removed, in a sense, from a physical world, is unique to Klal Yisrael. The Yeshlam Chelkom Habas in this world, we can have a bubble of Olam Haba. And that's why I think, to reemphasize, the significance of having a community participate in a little bubble of Main Olam Haba, of activity where everything is shut out, and it's completely, the only reality that exists is the machlokas of Tosfos and the Shitas and the Rashi and the Rambam and so on and so forth, is a uniquely spiritual experience that's Klal Yisrael's only. It's a bris of Torah that's for us only. And once again, I think, to be very straightforward, this took a lot of work, and all the people that put the work into it is, Ashrehem, they did a tremendous thing. The hardest piece was really just simply the need to remind everyone, and I think that now that we all have a tremendous taste of how good it is and how wonderful it is, we'll try to make it a permanent feature. It's something that obviously can't be daily or weekly, but on a regular basis, to have everybody learning together in an active way with a Kol Torah and a Rischa D'Oraisa is probably the, like we spoke at the dinner, is probably the core of what could drive the community's engine of Ruchnius. Yes.